It's quite a big thing to have this held at the college here today. Why do you think it's such a good venue for this kind of thing?
Well, we've held this event here now for a number of years, and it's absolutely fantastic to get the youngsters in, looking at how they're developing their cooking skills. It's looking at how they're developing working with their families, and it's just a fantastic opportunity that we've got the kitchens, we can provide that opportunity, and we've got the space then for everybody to come and enjoy the event as a whole.
And the standard that I've seen is pretty incredible, let's be honest. What do you think has been a highlight for you?
Well, the standards just get better every year. And when you look at the flavour, the complexity, you see that there's things being cooked absolutely perfect, such as duck. You see that cooked perfectly. The marriage of flavours, modern techniques, is fantastic.
What do you think is the most important thing about getting children in the kitchen from a young age?
Well, if you can get children in the kitchen from a young age and they cook in fresh fruit, it's a life skill. Whether they go into catering as a career or not, it's all about appreciating food and the value of using local produce and being able to look after themselves.
And the judging panel, obviously there's quite a few of you. What's the main thing you were looking for? Because I'm guessing you were all looking for something slightly a little bit different.
Well, we're looking for how they actually manage and organise themselves and the use of the fresh ingredients, but it's very much about, are they tasting? Are they working well? Is everything going to come together on time?
What was the thing that made the winners really stand out, do you think?
Oh, when you look at the winners that stand out, their flavour combinations, how they'd seasoned everything, their cooking techniques, the actual things that they cooked were absolutely spot on, perfect.
The cooking shows like MasterChef and Bake Off now, it's really kind of got cooking in the public domain, like, at the forefront of people's minds, and people are thinking quite carefully about the things they're putting in their bodies now, aren't they? So do you think an event like today kind of helps with that?
Oh, I think events like today help the youngsters immensely, and you can see how many people that we've got here today. The amount of finalists we got, we've had to increase the numbers because the demand for it just goes higher and higher. The entries get greater and greater, and that can only be a good thing where youngsters are actually thinking about what they're eating.
And like you say, they might not necessarily all go on to have careers in catering, but it's a good life skill to have. What would you kind of say to anyone that was maybe considering it at a young age to maybe start cooking?
Well, go for it. Have fun. Enjoy it. It's all about fun. And it's a great way of getting involved with your friends, because you can have your friends around, you can cook together. And, you know, if they go to university, you're always going to be very popular if you're the one that can cook at university.
One little boy was actually telling me that it was his friend that actually inspired him to cook. So do you think there's more conversation now around that sort of thing with, in terms of kids getting, being inspired by their own people, their own age to cook?
Well, I think, as you said earlier, there's so many television programmes that the youngsters now watch, and they can tell you all about MasterChef, Great British Menu. There's so many different programmes, and they're all interested, and they do talk about it. Compared to when I was a youngster, you know, there wasn't that much conversation that took place as youngsters about food. Nowadays, the youngsters are so up to date with what's going on.
Well, please invite me next time to try some of the food. I will happily be a judge.
More than happy to.